Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
John, I have something I want to share that's really important to me, and I would like to invite others to hear it. It's an experience I had. I was listening to an interview of two men, Will Ford and Matt Lockett, who were, they're all over the YouTube. I happened to see them in the conversation with Lance Wallnau. But if you get the names down, you can find them on YouTube. With their story is being told, it's quite phenomenal and miraculous. Will Ford is a black man, a descendant of slaves, and Matt Lockett, they neither knew this, but he was descended from slave owners.
Not only slave owners, but the slave owners that owned Will Ford's family.
Yeah, that's the connection. And see, they were friends, close friends, for 10 years before they knew this information. Mm-hmm. And there are other miraculous things that God showed them. But
and they said that if they had found out this prior to having the relationship, that they probably wouldn't have been able to survive it. But because they had an established relationship between the two of them, they were able to weather it, and not only weather it, but they were able to go into the divine aspects and revelation and purpose of it, which is cool.
And they have written a book about this experience called The Dream King. And it's from Martin Luther King's famous speech, I Have a Dream. And one of the things he said in that wonderful speech was, I have a dream that one day the sons of slaves and the sons of slave owners will sit down together in brotherhood. And that's what God orchestrated. I consider Martin Luther King's speech was a prayer and a prophecy.
Yeah, definitely a
and
prophecy.
I've always loved that speech. We know that speech. Absolutely. I have a dream.
Right, right.
And so the story of their getting together, on, they have a website called Dreamstream. And in it, there are many people who've read this book and recommended in that site. And I remember reading one portion from their website that this was a divine orchestration by God himself. And there were other miracles in this story that are in the book. Well, when I heard the interview with these two men, I wanted to read the book. And I got it immediately through Kindle. It's in book form, but it's through Kindle. So I started reading, and I couldn't stop reading.
Wow.
It was the story of both sides. The unspeakable cruelty and unfair treatment mm-hmm. of slaves. Mm-hmm. And something else I'll tell in a moment. That was Matt Lockett's side, his family. Were slave owners, and he learned some of the injustices and cruelties. And Will Ford mentioned that there was abortion of 60 million babies in just 1 year of the United States. I believe that's the statistics. And so I began to see something about the judgment of God. I've searched in the word pandemic and plague in the Bible, and there is no place that had a plague that wasn't a punishment for some sin.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Even to David, the psalmist.
Right.
He had an episode with a plague. And I don't know what to make of that. I just say it as it's in the Bible, always connected with sin. And there were things about the black culture that I didn't know. One of them is that the woman who began the legal abortions did so against black people, deliberately.
Was her name Margaret Sanger?
Yes. Yeah. And mm-hmm. she began Planned Parenthood.
It was literally to eradicate
them.
It was a genocide.
Yes. I did not know that. John knew it. Others knew it, but I did not know that. So by the time I got finished with the book and the stories, and one of the most poignant things in the book that I couldn't bear was that in the first part of 1900s, there was the belief that blacks were animals and had no soul. That's totally foreign to me, but that's what they believed. And in the book is a picture of a beautiful black boy, maybe 12, 14, in a Bronx zoo as an animal kept in for display, and they gave him a monkey. I could not bear that. And eventually he killed himself. And I began to wail over these things. I was crying with everything in my being. And we went to meet with some people in our church in her living room, in Jean's living room. And I was still weeping and travailing over this. I just couldn't bear it. There was a story of tremendous cruelty on my husband's side. And I had really prayed over that to ask God's forgiveness. And I talked about it to a lovely man. And he declared forgiveness over my family that inherited this terrible thing. But I began to weep with all my heart. I couldn't bear what I had read. And then I began to see a vision. Let me say that, and I know people who follow me know this story, that when I came to Christ, I didn't know any other Christians. He found me in Episcopal Church where Jesus wasn't mentioned. And I just believed what the Bible said. If the disciples did this and that, then I was a disciple, so I'd do that too. And it was nothing surprising to me that you could see into the spiritual realm. You could have visions. I thought, okay. So I didn't hesitate to be open to that. So I've had different things through my lifetime.
It was a divine naivete kind of deal. Yeah, because, I mean, you didn't have anybody telling you that it wasn't that way.
Right, that was over.
It was amazing.
And so I took up everything. I prayed for the cat's eyes to be healed, and I saw healings, and I saw many miracles, and I saw things from the spiritual realm. So to explain that, it's not uncommon, and I think it's part of our heritage as Christians. So as I was weeping, I began to see a vision. Just in, you have eyes in your heart, not imagination, but I was seeing something with my heart. I saw this enormous waterfall, and then I realized it was the blood of Christ. And I saw that both black people and white people are under the judgment of God. White people for the treatment of black people. For many years, I've been called to pray for blacks and bless them, and I love them, and they're beautiful when they know the Lord. They're just special. So I didn't have any prejudice as such, but I realized that what I was watching was the blood of Christ. And I realized, too, that the only hope for our nation is the washing blood of Christ over all our sins. The only hope for reconciliation, for relationship, for healing is the blood of Christ. And I saw it pouring over abortions and over cruelties and all the problems that we in America have guilt for and have not really faced it. And the blood of Christ was more than enough to wash this nation clean of and be forgiven for this sin. And I wanted to tell the story of it. And I said to the people with me, let's sing, "There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. And sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains, lose all their guilty stains." So we sang it and sang it. In the light of this revelation and this knowledge is so obvious. Of course, the only thing that could help us is the blood of Christ. And so I wanted to share this in hopes others would join me. And I've said, "Lord, how do I apply the blood to this nation?" And he said, "See it and declare it and give it and pray it." So I hope that this story will touch this nation. I believe this book called The Dream King And their website is dreamstream.com. I believe that's it. And I believe this book has the power to change America. But it has to bring us to repentance from above. And the solution is going to pour on us through the blood of Christ. He died for all of it. He paid for all of it. He forgives all of it. He redeems all of it. To be truthful, I want this message to go out. I want this message and this vision to affect people, that they would capture the sense of it and begin to proclaim the blood of Christ over our nation, all people in our nation.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.